Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am doing a recap on the 2023 Wonka movie that stars Timothée Chalamet. He got a Golden Globe for this role. He did phenomenal. And everything I've seen Timothée Chalamet do, when it comes to acting, he does a really good job portraying whatever role that is. So great job overall. I do not know if he is the one singing, because I know in some movies that have singing in it, like movie musicals or just movies that have singing in it in general, it's not always the person that is the main lead that is singing. It's because that actor or actress cannot sing. Sometimes it's someone else completely, but if it is him, overall he did great. All the performances, CGI, the singing, dancing, and when it comes to those moments in general, that I like when it comes to movies that have musicals and things like that, because again, I am a musical lover. They were really good. Everybody did a phenomenal job. So did everyone's acting. It was really good as well. Again, this came out in 2023 on Christmas Eve. I wasn't able to see it because of busy schedule and everything like that, to see it when it came in theaters. But right now, I am finally able to see this movie. And I saw it on Max, on HBO Max. So overall, I thought it was good. It was a fun watch. It was great to learn Willy Wonka's history, like how he's got the factory and how he started his business and everything like that. I am someone that's seen the previous movies, aka Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with Gene, can't think of his last name right now, and the one that has the brilliant actor Johnny Depp. So I've seen both. I saw some different criticisms about, like, oh, it's a musical, so, or like it has a lot of music in it, people singing in it, and I was really confused about that because the other two had people singing in it as well, like the Oompa-Loompas, Willy Wonka, and both were singing. So, they both have music. So, I don't understand. Maybe you forgot because it's been a long time since you watched the other two or one of those two, or you haven't seen Charlie and the Factory at all, but they have people singing in them as well. So, that is a weird comment in my opinion. But overall, I think if you haven't seen the other two films, you should watch Wonka and then the both Charlie and Chocolate Factories, because watching it in the order that I did, meaning I've seen the other two a long time ago, I already know what happens to Willy Wonka in the other two movies. He sends out a golden ticket because he needs a successor, because when he dies, he needs someone else to take over the factory. And Charlie ends up being the one that takes over his factory. So we know that his chocolate factory ends up being successful if you've seen Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. So for me, I'm like, I already know it's going to be a success. But like at the end of Wonka, you don't know if his business, or because of everything that goes on is going to be a success or not. If you've seen the other movies, you know it's going to be a success. So my opinion, if you haven't seen Charlie and Chocolate Factory, watch Wonka and then watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I would do it in that order. But overall, I would say the movie in general is incredible. So the movie starts, we're with a young Willy Wonka. We see him with his mom, and his mom's a chef. He's really good at being a magician, and his first dream was to be a magician, and he ended up being a chef like his mom. And his mom at one point was, because he grew up poor, she saved a coin every day until his next birthday. So his next birthday, so 365 days or 366 days, depending on if it's a leap year or not. And she would make him a chocolate bar. And he got inspired by his mom and his love for his mom. And that's how he wanted to be a chocolate maker and have his own chocolate shop. And then shortly after, because of the year and everything, his mom got sickly ill and died. But she did promise before she died that she would be with him when he opened his first shop and became successful. And spoiler, she ended up not physically, but like mentally being there. And he kept the last chocolate that she made him for his birthday, and he ate it and shared it with the people that helped him along the way at the end of the movie. So the first song in this movie is A Handful of Dreams, and I thought it was very cool. And also how we saw the mind of Willy Wonka, how he wants his dreams to happen, how he wants his factory to look like, and everything related to that. And then he gets a ticket or a fine for daydreaming, which I thought was weird. I'm like, why would you get a ticket for that? And why would you make a law that you would get a ticket for daydreaming? Your town is boring. Like, what? That is not a reason to get a ticket for. That's stupid. So when he enters the town originally, he has 12 shekels for his name. He sees a woman and her child that are very poor, struggling, homeless. He gives them money. Like I said, he pays the chief of, like, the chief officer a shekel because of daydreaming, which shouldn't be a law, that you cannot daydream. That's stupid. Like I said, he sees a child that is homeless, gives that one a shekel. He holds like a piece of fruit and it breaks because the kids are playing around, and he has to pay the shop owner for that fruit because it was in his hand and it broke. So, and things like that happened that leaves him with one shekel that he's like, okay, I can do that and get a room. And then he flips the coin, and the coin, which was bad luck, keeps happening to him, and it ends up going down the drain. So now he doesn't have any money. So he's like, okay, I'm just gonna stay outside. It's not gonna be that cold. He makes him some chocolate. There's chocolate because it's really cold outside. Turns chocolate milk, dark, solid, like a solid piece of chocolate. And then one of the sleazy people that run it in, and I would say they remind me of the if you have ever seen Les Miserables, the Thénardiers, it reminds me of them, because they will do anything for money. They will cheat, steal you with your money, make fake contracts, any way to like con you into staying with them, and you owing them $1 zillion, and like little, they don't want you to read the fine print on anything, because they just want to have a zillion people in there. So here's an example. They already have like 5 people there. They have a telephone operator person. They have a accountant, someone that is in a bookkeeper, a comedian, so working for them, and they end up helping Willy Wonka with his factory overall. So the town he is in is Galerie Gourmand, and this is where he wants to establish his dream of being a shop owner. Chocolate. And there are 3 men that get in his way, or that are part of what we will call them is the chocolate cartel. They are slimy people. And that's Arthur Slughorn, Gernard Podnose, and Felix Fiddlegibbler. I might have said those wrong. And the chief of police and a lot of people in this town and the church are part of their cover up, their scheme, their blackmail under, like, they have something under them. So those 3 are the 3 chocolate, plain chocolate, boring chocolate makers in this town. They came together, and the church, who's like, they're literally chocolates. The head of chief police, who's a chocolate addict as well, does anything to help cover up these 3 men's butts, to the point that they have a ledger that says their lying schemes. Like, it shows like what they have to show the government of their sales and profits, and they have their real one that is in a green book that shows the debts that aka the head chief of police has, crooked, like in owners, the people in the church, the monks, and everything like that under there. And it's hidden away behind a wall, because they don't want the government to know what they're doing. So they won't go in jail, and the other people around them won't go into jail as well. So Willie, he is a big fan of these 3 men. They also, other than his mom, inspired him to bake chocolate, and they don't want anyone to make chocolate. This whole movie trying to find ways to sabotage Willie in any way possible, get the chief of police to try to stop him as well, for Willy Wonka to not be successful. To the like illegal stuff, like for example, like when Willie was had his shop, he got his shop, they had the inn owner put some kind of poison in the chocolate, so when he opened it would make the chocolate have weird effects on people, which got everybody eat that bought chocolate mad and want a refund and end up burning his shop. Like, it's terrible. They warned Willie multiple times to stop, and he wanted their approval because they were at the beginning, to, you know, say like, my chocolate is good. Everybody says my chocolate. These are the three owners. I want to know if from them how good the chocolate is. So they were like, yum yum. So their facial expression and everything was like, this is good chocolate, but they lied to his face and be like, this is terrible chocolate, there's too many things going on. He tastes caramel, he tastes mint, and they're like, oh, chocolate needs to be simple. I'm like, no. When the three men combined their chocolates together, they watered it down and made it like chocolate that's like, eh, it's fine, it's chocolate. It's not something I would go out of my way to buy. Like, that's the only thing we have in our, you know, town, so I'll eat it. It's not. But here's the thing. I feel like these three men should have stayed separate, because you need competition. Always. I remember in my, this was never my major, but I had to take this in school, my econ class, there were like, you always need competition. It helps the economy and with profits and stuff. Like, for example, like, very good competitions, and I'll tell you which side I'm on as well, like Pepsi and Coke. I'm a Pepsi girl. iPhone and Android, I'm an iPhone girl. Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts, I'm a Starbucks girly. All the products are good, and there's a lot of times people intermix with these companies as well. Like, they all get, for example, they might get coffee from Starbucks and then get the Dunkin' Donuts mini dots from Dunkin' Donuts, or they have an iPhone and then they have a Dell laptop. They mix and match, and like, that's how it's a good business. If you're the only company there and you're the only that kind of product there, like, you're not having loyal customers because your product is good. You're having customers because you're the only thing there. So they're not, which doesn't really benefit you at all, because people are like, oh, can I have, oh, I'm in a mood of chocolate, and they're like, oh, what chocolate is there? And they're like, for example, they would be like, oh, there's the three men that combined Slughorn and Podnose and Fuzzle's chocolate together, and they're like, I don't want chocolate anymore. You see what I mean? You're losing profit, and they're telling their kids that. So like, someone's buying it. They're like, fine, I really want chocolate. That's the only chocolate I'm having. I'm really craving chocolate, so I'll buy it. But you're getting profit from people being like, fine, I'll buy it, because that's the only thing there. You need competition to grow. So they'll be like, oh, okay, I like this chocolate better. So I'll dedicated to the day I die, I will buy your chocolate no matter what you sell. Then I like, oh, fine, I'll buy it. So continue on with the movie. Like I said, Willy Wonka, who at this time he's 22 years old, is struggling to open his shop from the obstacles that he is gets. I'm not gonna spoil the whole movie completely, but I am, like with all my reviews, telling you the gist of everything hard way. So there is this young orphan girl named Noodle, and she helps him a lot in the fact that she teaches him how to read. Willie doesn't, again, like I said before, Willie does not know how to read. He learns to read from Noodle. A fun fact that I did not know is, and maybe this, and then, is that giraffes have milk. So I did not know that at all, that that you can get milk from giraffes. I know that, like, you know, they give milk, you know, for their babies and stuff like that. So I didn't know you could get giraffe milk. I just thought, like, oh, you know, here and there. So pretty much any animal that gives birth, you can get their milk. I did not know that. So that was, like, a cool little fun fact here and there. So like I was saying, the cartel do, like, small things to get him to stop, to even bigger things, aka it's the cartel try to kill Willie. They don't exceed. We see if you, again, have seen Charlie and Chocolate Factory. If you haven't, I'm going to explain to you. We do see an Oompa Loompa and does the Oompa Loompa song and everything like that. So that was cool as well. And at the end, he ends up helping Willy Wonka. They have a little argument here and there about, because Willy goes to his island, takes four cocoa beans, and because their island doesn't have that many, Willy has Oompa Loompa, who was in control of guarding, they exiled him and were like, until you get back the four cocoa beans in the amount of chocolate or whatever, you can come back. Like I said, at the end, that Oompa Loompa works for him, and so do the others as well. Here's a little spoiler. We find out that Noodle is one of the head mafia niece with her dad. And the thing is, he knows, and that is Arthur Slughorn. And Noodle, she has that ring on her as her necklace, and her father was Zibidi, Arthur's brother. He died, and why? And you're probably saying, then what? Why did he take Noodle under his arm? I'll tell you right now. Zibidi fell in love with a young woman who was poor and into books and things like that, and because she was poor, Arthur was like, no, I don't like her. And so when his brother died, and Noodle's mom came to him for assistant, he was like, oh, I'll take care of it, and literally put Noodle in a bag, dumped him at the inn people's house. They took care of her. They didn't really take care of her. They made her, like, clean and wash and be a maid, like Cinderella. And then her mom became a bookkeeper in a book, and Willy Wonka helped reunite those two. So Willy Wonka did a great thing with them in general, with Noodle, and he promised her that he would help find her parents, and he did. So there's a lot of things that happen in this movie that are like, huh, this is how everything goes. And it also shows you the lesson of, like, nothing comes easy, especially if you're poor or in the middle class. Like, and there in this world, there's a lot of people that are greedy. There are a lot of people that, if you're not from their class or their demographic, they will do anything to put you down. But never forget your dreams. Keep fighting, keep working on it, and never give up, because your dreams will come true if you just fight for it. So overall, I'm going to give this movie a 4 out of 5. I thought it was good. I give it a really great rating overall. I think in general, like, I feel like the order, I know, like, now we're getting, like, prequels of how things happen from where they started from. Like, we got Mufasa after we had Lion King from a long time ago, which I thought was a good movie, except for the part that Scar was his half brother. But overall, I think this was a good movie. I think people should go watch it. Again, it's on Max. If you do not have that, you can also pay for it on Prime. But it's if you have Max, it's on Max. It's a good movie. If you're a fan of Timothée Chalamet, I believe you would enjoy it as well. I gave you a couple of spoilers here and there, but I don't want to give you everything. But because I do want you guys to see this movie as well. But I hope you like my review of the Wonka. If you're not a person that stays until the end, you should stay until the end. There are end credits that tell you what happened to all the individuals that helped Willy Wonka and etc., etc. So overall, I think you guys should see it. So have a great rest of your day. Bye, guys.